Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. As the increasing impacts of climate change highlight the urgency of reaching an international accord, representatives from many countries convened in Cancun, Mexico, for the 16th session of the United Nations Conference of the Parties, or COP16. Held from November 29th to December 10th, 2010, the gathering brought together heads of state and other decision makers seeking solutions to avert further global calamity. At the invitation of the Mexican government, world-renowned spiritual leader and humanitarian Supreme Master Ching Hai also attended the summit. During her stay in Cancun, Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited to share her thoughts on priority climate change measures with the media, among which was Televisa TV. As the first major television station in Mexico, Televisa TV broadcasts nationwide, as well as in Latin America, the United States, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. We now invite you to listen to the following interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by Televisa TV in Cancun, Mexico, on December 12, 2010.
You know, we have beer also, no alcohol. You want to drink beer? No alcohol.
No. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like? Normally you drink beer or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Beer I just put in the fridge, maybe not cold.
I don't care, I like it.
Yes.
Warm.
You do? It's okay?
Yeah.
Now and then, huh?
It works for the system.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good.
Do you enjoy the food? And we can talk later, so. I used to with Mac into work when I eat.
Yeah,
you know,
like
everybody.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, I'm just like you generally. Sometimes working or eating,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to make deal with time, yeah.
Time. I want to know.
Tell me.
To become vegan can change the world.
Mm-hmm. I had told on the stage. Were
yeah.
you there?
I was there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want
to know.
To know
what?
Are you sure you can eradicate?
Am I sure?
You can eradicate the hunger in the world.
Yes. If we don't feed the animals, don't raise more animals, because we, at least 55 billion animals are killed each year just for eating. And that 55 billion animals eat up all the grains, vegetables, valuable food and water, leaving 1 billion people hungry right now.
Yeah.
With all that grain, we can feed 2 billion people.
Yeah,
for sure. But the government have to work together.
I saw the video.
Yes. It's not about we can or cannot. It's about we do or we don't want to.
Yeah.
We will or we will not. You see? We cannot just keep all this industry just to make somebody rich or a handful of people
yeah.
rich while millions of people hungry.
Dying now.
And children. Every 5 seconds, one child died. I'm talking to you. I don't know how many would die.
Yeah, I know.
Because of hunger, because of water.
That's so sad.
Yes.
Very sad.
And we have enough to feed the world. Moreover.
I know. We need to change that.
So we have to change. I don't understand 21st century already. And still don't have such a concept as feeding the world like your family members.
Yeah. So sad.
Then I have to keep talking again and again and again. to my own table. Like nobody cares.
No, I care. I know.
I mean, but just a small group.
I believe you.
Yes. No, I'm not like talking like religious or anything. Don't need. We just use statistics, you know, from scientific and research. It's all number. It's not like I made it up or tried to preach to people. Of course, I remind people to be more like the children of God, because that's a noble position. Children of God, believe it? And we act like this, killing each other?
Yeah. And how to be vegan change your life?
How vegan change life? First of all, you're healthier. Second, you're more intelligent, because you can think clearer. The blood will flow to your head instead of stay in the stomach for many hours to digest the meat. Meat is difficult to digest.
Yeah.
This is very easy, you see? So I digest it for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and the rest go back to work.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the meat will keep the blood there for a long time, and so the blood will just stay in the stomach to try to digest the food.
And working. Your body is getting tired. I know, I read a book. It's called Stomach First. In Spanish, it's La Panza Primero.
Yes.
And there tells to everybody how the body works to digest a little piece of meat.
Yes, I know.
It's so hard to
the
body.
So much all the energy and the cells have to work.
Yeah, and toxins and...
Yes.
It's like a poison.
Oh, terrible for the liver and for the blood and for the heart to have to clean all that.
Yeah, it's so hard to the
body. I know. That book you read, huh? Where is that book? In Spanish, huh? Did I translate it into English? Only in Spanish, huh?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And after reading that, you still eat meat? Oh.
No.
No, you change?
No, I try to change.
Uh-huh.
You know.
But difficult.
Yeah, the vegan food here in Mexico is
rare.
So hard.
I know. I understand.
But I want to change it. I mean, I feel different when I eat vegetables and fruits and everything than I eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep better.
Yes.
I wake up better.
Yes.
So I think better.
Yeah, clearer.
So I see the difference.
Yes, well, at least you try and you know the difference.
Yeah.
And now you can choose. You see, first you prove it.
I choose now.
Yes.
I choose already.
Very good for you.
No, thanks for you.
At least you have to know that it's good or not. And then, okay, now you know good, then you can choose, you see?
Yeah.
You don't just believe me blindly, yeah?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Investigating, you know.
Yes, that's why I told people tonight, you try it 10 days, 2 weeks, and then you see the big difference, and then you choose.
It's a big difference.
Yes.
I mean, in 5 days, you can see the difference.
Yes. Even, I tell you, even if you don't have this kind of vegan meat, you can just eat, you can just eat cucumber, this vegetable, beans, anything. Anything is 1,000 times nutrition for you.
Yeah.
Even one tomato has 1,000 nutrients in it. It's just if our body are no good, doesn't absorb it all.
And many people don't know.
Yes.
It's so sad.
Yeah, people are not well informed because even some industry don't want to make people know. Even if they know, they don't want to let people know.
Yes, I have.
Make money.
That's it.
That's the problem with this world, you know?
I don't want to compare the meat with other substances, you know?
Yeah.
But I think they make you addicted.
Yes, addicted and tired.
And I think the meat and all the industry of animals, it's like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make you addicted.
Why? Because they put also addictive into it.
Yeah.
A drug and all that inside there.
I know.
And so you eat and all that and then you get drunk. It's just habit, just like cigarette.
Yeah.
Cigarettes is poisonous, but when they stop it, they feel so bad, so terrible. Same with drugs, you know, or alcohol.
Same. Drugs.
Cerveza sin alcohol.
Root beer.
I open for you.
Yes. Is it cold enough? We have ice also in the ice compartment if you want ice.
Don't be wrong.
On the wall of the glass. Okay.
Okay.
Otherwise, the fog will come all over. I feel good to you. Look.
Wow.
See that?
I understand.
Huh? And if you go on water, it go all over the planet. Yeah, on the wall or slowly. And then the last one, you pour a little bit up so that it has a little frost on it. Then just pretty. Yeah, like that. Cheers.
Cheers. We're dizzy.
You like it?
I like it.
Wonderful. You want some ice, honey?
No, I'm okay. Thank you. I like it warm.
See, really?
Yeah.
Then we have warmer. You want it or
no,
it's okay?
Okay. That's okay.
Alright. You know, you don't miss anything. You know, you have meat, you like chicken there, and you have beer.
Thank you.
Zero alcohol.
I need to know something. You know, in the African continent, there's many people.
Yes.
And he's dying.
Yeah, I know.
Because they are hungry.
Yes, yes. The weather change and all that, you know? Make the harvest kaput.
I know. The next crop.
Next crop?
Is in Africa.
Yes, so what do you want to ask me?
What do you think about that? What you want to do there?
I want them to start organic vegan farming already. I want them to let these animals that we have now die naturally. And then no more forced breeding. They're forced breeding, so we have the animals. Normally we don't have so many cows or not many pigs.
I understand.
We breed them and then we torture them. This is really inhumane. So they die naturally and after that we just have whatever, natural, you know?
Yeah.
Not like breeding thousands and thousands like that. And to spill like methane in the air and warm up the climate and everything else go with it, you know, related.
Yeah.
I don't know, what are they going to do? If I were in the United Nations, I would advise all the countries immediately start organic vegan. And all the subsidies that they use for the meat industry,
yeah,
you know, extra money that the government give, just give them to turn it to vegan, organic.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very easy.
You're so amazing.
Nobody lose anything.
No. And it works for everybody.
Yes, very easy to plan on that. Oh, man, less work, less water, and less pollution for water, for air, everything. And we become healthy.
And everybody's okay. I'm sorry about that. I want to know. And
yeah, sure.
I hope to do something. You know,
I don't know why they delay like this. It's so simple, like the nose in my face.
Yeah.
Because the United Nations, even themselves, know that the methane gas and nitrous oxide gas and other gases from animal industry are warming the climate more than all the transportation together. So why don't eliminate that cost, you see?
Okay. Yeah.
It's so easy. And then I use the subsidies before, tell the farmer changing to organic. Yes.
You know, it could be cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course it's cheaper and healthier for everybody and healthier for the planet. So if we kept, I told everybody, but I tell you again. You know, tonight I told you 51%. From the animals, gases to warm the climate is 51% from animal industry.
Yeah, of course.
So if we take out the animal, then we have less, 51% less, you see? And we have only 49% warming, you see? Fine. And then if we plant organic from the face of the earth, or tillable land, then we absorb another 40%. Then we have 51%, 40% gone. The leftover, the trees can take care, the ocean can again take care, everything, no problem.
Yeah.
I am a very simple person. I see things very simple.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So why talking so much? Every year wasting millions of dollars just to talk.
And nobody does. They do nothing.
I can't believe they still say we talk again next year. If we're still alive, yes?
Yeah. Cheers. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you.
No, it's a big pleasure. I mean,
yes.
I'm trying to change the world on my way.
Yes.
I'm an artist, I'm a sculptor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and yeah. I draw and...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like those things. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, I believe in solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in alternatives to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I want to change the world.
Yes.
And I trust in you.
Yes, yes.
You can change the world.
We can. We can, if everybody changes.
I know, but I saw what you do.
What did I do?
Come on, you call that big mass of people.
Oh.
It's a big, a little reason, so it's, that was amazing. I never saw that big people in that place.
Oh, today? Oh,
today.
That's
today. That was amazing.
Okay, because...
Well, because yes,
I have to be there, you know, and I have a microphone, that's why.
No, you're
do,
doing
they
something.
They do listen, now they did listen.
Yeah,
when I ask them, we're going to be there, she says, yes, and wow, I'm so touched. People are not informed, you know?
Yeah, I know.
If they're informed, they change, right?
Even but myself,
yes.
I don't know.
I also wasn't all that informed before.
Yeah.
But the more I do, the more I go into this business, the more I became informed. And then I'm alarmed. Before I eat vegetarian, only because compassion for animals. So I thought it's okay, everybody else have their choice. I can't change the world.
Yeah.
At least I just don't kill anymore, I don't eat anymore, that's enough. But later on I found out, it's all poison for the people. And we have to inform them.
Exactly.
And also now it's warming the planet because of animals.
Absolutely.
So I said, we have to inform people. But I'm only a group, you know.
No.
Mostly.
No, you're really doing something. You're touching people.
Yeah.
I saw today. I mean, the people was like, you're like a rock star or bigger. I mean, rock star is like just music.
Mm-hmm.
You're making something
right.
To the earth, to us, you know, it's so big, so big, and I appreciate it,
thank you.
And I thank you for that.
You're very young and idealistic, that's why, and you're open, and you're noble here, that's why you understand right
away. Yeah, I understand,
because I speak
you,
the way you would speak, you see?
Yeah, but I want to change the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can do that.
And I really want to.
At least we change ourselves first.
We will.
And then... you see, when you change yourself first,
yeah,
and you go this path, and then you're strong in your belief,
you keep going,
and you can convince
and people. Carry on, yeah.
Otherwise, if we don't do it, we cannot convince people. We don't have the power behind our talk, you see?
Yeah. But we can keep going.
Okay.
Thank you. It's very tasty.
Is it? Then please eat before it's gone cold. You eat what you like, what you don't like, you leave, okay?
Mm-hmm. I want to know why the vegan people look like you, so young.
Vegan people look so young?
Yeah.
I look young?
So young. I don't know what the age.
No, the night you don't see the wrinkles. Yeah, I'm supposed to look young.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I stress myself too much by working non-stop sometimes, day and night. I don't have enough time to recover. Sometimes I don't have enough time to meditate. So, Lord, never mind. I don't care how I look.
You look so younger.
Now
you look like a 30.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm serious.
Thank
I'm serious.
You. Thank you. Is the night...
No. I saw you. I mean, your book. You're so younger.
It's different, yes. I could look much younger. I could stay like 20 years old or 30, but because I work too hard, you know, as a spiritual person, I work too hard. I'm not gentle with myself. For example, you meditate, or quiet and gentle. Suddenly, I have to wake up, do things, you know, like laborers outside, totally opposite and totally two extremes.
Yeah.
And so my body sometimes not easy to adjust. But I don't care.
No, you don't.
I'm working for the world.
I know. That
so
means,
I don't care.
That means
very busy.
A lot for everybody. I mean, it's the world.
Yeah.
You're making big change.
Very busy sometimes.
You look so young.
Thank you.
For the world.
Thank you. You're only 24 and so successful and so smart. Where do you live?
Here.
Here in Cancun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at your eyes.
Mm.
I love this town.
I don't feel like that, I mean...
You don't feel you're lucky?
I'm in a good place.
Yeah?
What can I change?
And you have a good job?
I like my job. I love it.
Good.
But how can I change the world here?
Start writing about vegan environment.
Perfect.
Right, as much as
I can permit myself.
Yes.
To do that.
Yes, that's your job. You see, it's your mission now. In life.
Right.
Yes.
Perfect.
And people believe in printed words. I mean, medias are God.
Massive.
Journalists are deities.
Massive.
Yes, it's very influential.
We need to change something here. The restaurant here is...
Oh, me.
All me.
I know.
We need to change that.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I have hope, sometimes I feel, oh no.
Yeah, it's hard.
Depends on the day, yeah, but never mind, we'll keep doing. Keep doing. At least to save people's soul, you know?
Yeah.
If we cannot save the world, then we save ourselves at least. Mm. Saving the world is not always necessarily physical. You can save the world also, mental concept change, or the soul after they leave the body. Save them, bring them to heaven.
Right.
Instead, yes.
That's okay.
Because maybe we cannot change the world, but we can change the destination of the soul after they die. If you have enough spiritual power, you can rescue the world. I have only enough power right now to rescue maybe half of the planet. The soul, I mean, yeah?
Yeah, I know, I understand.
Like, suppose they die, I can come and guide them to heaven. That's what I mean.
Amazing.
Then at least it's better than nothing.
Mine's so high.
More important than saving the body even.
Right? Yeah. It's the connection.
Mm. But the more I meditate, the more I will have more power. And then I can save all of them.
Beautiful.
It won't take long. I cannot promise you to save the planet. Maybe not. Maybe I can't promise. Maybe we still can if the government listens.
Please.
To what I say. I wrote to all the governments on the planet.
They need to learn.
I told them what caused the global warming and how to change. I wrote to every head of the nations, including President Calderon.
Calderon.
Mm-hmm. He's a nice man.
Of course he is. Yeah. He's president.
Everybody is nice, it's just they're not well informed. And then now we inform them, they hesitate to change because, you know, they've been living like that all their life already.
Yeah.
And they feel difficult to change. And also, vegan food is not all available everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And also people don't know that they don't have to eat so much and so fancy, anything we do. I tell you honestly, when I'm here, there's a lot of food for me. when I'm my home, nobody cooks for me. No, I mean, we have, but I don't want any. I just eat simple, you know, anything. Yes, whatever. When I travel alone, I eat just bread, and if I have bread, you know. An apple, you know, something like that.
So simple.
Very easy, yeah. People don't know that even if they don't eat much food, I still have enough nutrition and energy. Really? If they breathe fresh air, every day they breathe deep, and then they go more in the sun, mm-hmm. more fresh air, more into forest, walking in the park and all that, they can live. Many people don't eat, and they're still alive.
Really?
Yeah. We have a program every Sunday showing the people who don't eat and who don't drink. Just now, there was one guy on our TV. Today is Sunday, we show that program. Okay. Every Sunday, we introduce one person who is still alive, a long time already, but mostly still alive. Of course, we show also past people who are not eating, you know? We call them breatharians. Mm-hmm. They live by air, yeah? And sun.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So every Sunday you watch our TV, you see people don't eat, they're still alive, huh? Like you and I, huh? I also don't have to eat, but I like to because...
With no trouble? Any problem?
No problem. I could also don't eat, but I like the food. I like the social atmosphere of eating together with people, you know?
I
like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Otherwise, we don't really need food. And really? Even if we need food, we don't need a lot of food to survive.
I know.
So, most people don't know that.
The first days, I'm trying to be comfy. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot
yeah.
of times a day, you mm-hmm. know? 6-7 times a day.
Oh, if you like it, why not?
No, but I feel like a...
Too full?
Empty.
Oh, empty?
Yeah. I eat more and more.
Yeah,
I know. But then my body changed and uh-huh. recognizes the, you know, nutritious.
Yeah.
About
good. Every day you came to the village, I heard, huh?
Yeah.
Did you try our food every day?
Yeah.
But that's a very simple food there because just to make for people to taste, you know? Not good enough for you, but
never mind. No, I like it. I start to eat more vegetables, mm-hmm. different vegetables. So I eat a new fruit than before.
Yeah.
Don't know it. So
you have to eat.
What is that?
Fruit. All kind of fruit. Maybe the fruit. Eat what you like. And over there also. Guava.
Guayaba.
Oh, in English it's guava, I think.
Guava.
Guayaba. Mostly, we also don't need food to survive, but food is like a comfort, you know?
Really?
Also social pleasures people eat because of that. That's why we should not eat meat even, you know, because we don't need that. We don't need, even vegetarian, we don't need that much to survive.
Yeah, I feel...
Don't need to eat a lot.
Just enough.
Mm-hmm.
A little.
We can. Every fruit, everything contains thousands of nutrition in it.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to survive if you even just eat fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all kind of diet on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The meat diet. Meat and fish and dairy and egg is a no-no if you want to elevate your energy and consciousness and more intelligent, more clear mind. And then we have so-called vegetarian. The vegetarian people, some eat vegetable, yes, but they include milk and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people include eggs, yeah. But I don't think cheese and eggs are vegetable.
I don't too.
Okay.
But milk.
Yeah, milk and cheese the same.
It's animal.
Yeah, it's an animal. And it's okay if we treat the animals nicely, but it's very cruel the way they make milk from the animals. Very cruel. They force the cow to give milk so much so that she even lose her bones. She could not even walk anymore. And then they kill her and eat, for example.
Oh.
Terrible.
Yes. So sad.
So sad. That's just a meat diet, huh? We call animals diet. And then we have vegetarian diet, I told you already, with milk and cheese.
Yeah.
Or sometimes some people eggs, yeah? Or sometimes both. Some people have both.
Cheese.
Egg and cheese.
Milk and eggs.
Yes. And the next one is a vegan diet. No milk, no cheese, and no egg. Completely no animal product.
All right.
That's a vegan. And another one is an organic vegan. I mean, they eat from natural grown fruit and vegetable. Not fertilizer and stuff, you know?
Right.
Okay. Healthy plant. Healthy food. And then they have raw vegan. I mean, they don't eat cooked food, okay? Alright, just keep going.
Like
and this is cooked food. Yes.
Yeah.
But the raw people, they eat just fresh. They eat whatever comes.
Yeah, like a crash.
Yeah, or fruit.
Directly from the farm.
Yeah, they don't cook the food, okay? Now, and there's another one called fruitarian. They eat only fruit, right? And then liquidarian, they drink only juice.
All right.
Yes.
You could try it.
Yes. And then the waterian, they drink only water or clear tea.
And it works.
It works.
You can.
We have.
You can survive with only
yes,
water.
Yes, we have evidence. We have people still alive and clinically tested, doctor observed and everything. We air them every Sunday, one person.
All right.
Each Sunday we introduce one.
Yeah.
Yes, you can even go and meet them and learn with them to be breatharian or waterian also, okay? Right, waterian. And the next one is solarian. Solarian people live by gazing at the sun.
No.
Yes, morning, up and evening. You can do also. But okay, you have to have...
Like crystals.
Yeah,
like
you have to, yes, you have to have proper guidance. Huh? Don't just listen like this and go home do it, okay?
All right.
You have to find a person who knows how already. And he can teach you, okay? All right, that's a solarian. Live by the sun only.
Whoa.
Nothing else. Okay. And the next one is breatharian. They live by breath only, by air only.
No.
No drinking, no water, no food, nada, niente.
No.
Yes, there's one guy today on our program.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, you go and meet them, talk to them, live with them, and then check if they eat anything.
Wow.
Yeah, you can prove it. It's not like I'm talking and then maybe they eat or something. No, they don't.
That's so
I met several of them. They don't eat, really. I myself meet these people.
Wow.
Yeah. Several.
How they could.
We are a miracle of the universe. We can do anything we want. Just we got stuck in the habit. Yeah. Sometimes I don't eat for many weeks. I'm okay also.
Really? And no trouble?
No.
No complications?
No, feel just better.
Like the same? Like.
No, I feel better.
Really?
I feel better without food.
Yeah, well, I read that book that says don't eat. Healthy.
Yeah.
Because you let your organize to get healed.
Yes.
It works.
Also, yes. But
use your energy.
You must have time, yes. Have time, more relaxed. The way I'm working, so stressful.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
you work for the world.
It's also bad for my body, huh?
You work for the world.
Too busy. Now I'm slowing down a little bit.
Wow,
you just keep talking, you don't eat. You're not hungry, huh?
No, I'm hungry. Well, I like it. Amazing words.
Don't worry, you can eat and talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because I have time for you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your enlightened company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 2 of Interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by Televisa TV in Cancun, Mexico, during the 16th session of the United Nations Conference of the Parties, or COP16. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms, coming up next after Noteworthy News. With heartfelt prayers, wishing you and your loved ones many blessings from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.